At the Crop Insurance and Reinsurance Bureau annual meeting, I'm visiting with Mike Day. He's president and CEO for RCIS. And first of all, Mike, I want to thank you for being the sponsor for the work and coverage that we are doing of this annual meeting. It is a first for us to attend a CURB meeting, and crop insurance wasn't one of those key things that I've known a lot about, but boy, have I learned a lot here. Let's, for people who don't know RCIS, start with you just telling us a little bit about the company.
Okay. Well, RCIS, Rural Community Insurance Services, is a wholly owned subsidiary of Wells Fargo Insurance, which is the parent company for Wells Fargo Insurance, of course, is Wells Fargo. We've been in the business since it was privatized in 1982, so over three decades with a crop insurance program. And currently, we write in every state. We're in the top two in the marketplace. Have about 5,000 agents nationwide, as well as five regional offices around the country. So we administer the federal crop insurance program, as well as private crop, hail, and named peril coverage.
Talk a little bit about this meeting right here and the importance for folks like you and your company to get together each year.
Well, this particular event is designed more for AIPs or providers like RCIS and reinsurers. And, of course, we have a reinsurer slate that we use in our business to spread risk. So every year we get together here to review the industry results for the year and our company results, as well as look at what the next year will bring in terms of political challenges, rate making, new products, and generally it's a time to get together and, again, recap and then forecast for the next year.
Well, one thing I have learned here is that when it comes to crop insurance, nothing stays the same. It's kind of like a constantly change. So I guess you have to be pretty flexible. And you mentioned that word risk, you know, a key factor, of course, something farmers are very familiar with, but for people who might want to look at getting into the business to work in for a company like yours, any words of wisdom for what they might want to do to prepare themselves?
Well, I think, you know, our business is, it's always good to have a farming background. That certainly helps at any rate. And I started actually farming and adjusting when I got into the business 30 years ago. But I think that now it's evolved in the it's not only agriculture, but it's a lot of technology, and I think technology is going to take the lead in terms of the complexity of the business, the man hours to do the adjusting work, the training for agents, that type of thing. So I think that and we're actually hiring a lot of younger people that are technology oriented and also have some kind of ag background, but that seems to where the growth is.
Well, we certainly heard a lot about the whole big data thing here and the impact that is already really having or potentially will be having on the crop insurance business. Anything else before we close here about RCIS or the industry that you might want folks to know?
I think that we're ready to deliver our products to the agents, and also we're very busy on the loss adjustment side from a year-to-year basis. We do have quite a few claims every year around the country due to weather events, as well as the past few years' revenue events. So, we've been in the business for a long time. We enjoy the business, and hopefully we're doing a good job.
Well, I think so. If, as I heard today, one of the presenters say that they truly believe that farmers place a lot of trust in their local crop insurance agent. So I think that's a very positive thing to hear. And your company, as large as it is, must have a lot of those out there. So, again, thank you very much, Mike Day, with RCIS, and here from the CURB annual meeting. As we wind things down, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.